We have our dreams and hopes, a necessary momentum to keep us in the books of life. Yet few in this world are the dreams we reach, the hopes that we meet. The hopes we cast into the dome of our minds are illusions, something yet to be, not real. And with that, disillusionment is built in. When that happens, if all of our lives was founded on these hopes and dreams, we fall into depression. The very roots of meaningful existence are severed. We are lost. On one hand, we have our personal pipe dreams, our pursuit for individual fulfillment. Then one day, as life makes it clear that there is no future for this, perhaps there never was, such a bottle of bitter sludge. On the other hand, some of us have broader, nobler hopes, not for ourselves, but for all of us together. Hopes for improving our lives, hopes for balance, hopes for well-being as a collective. Of that spectrum of concern, the disillusionment that follows is no more a bitter bottle of sludge, it's an ocean of angular mud. Disappointment in a twisted system and its workings, well, that's entirely expected, that was in the forecast. The unknown that makes it or breaks it, it was always the organic factor. All of you, human beings, how you respond, how you reflect. Whether you see all of us as a collective, or whether you simply pursue your individual tunnels. And there are always the few bright sparks to keep the dream alive, some of you with truly good hearts. Good hearts, commitment to truth, fair and just in your behavior. And yes, that was never expected of the majority, simply the numbers were uncertain. If but one or two in 100 would walk the bright and true side of life, it would be so different. As in actually walking, not simply talking. As you may wonder, these musings stem from conversations with a friend, a fellow creator, craftsman of insight. Pouring a full day's hours, day after day, with hopes of helping people out there to see beyond their illusions. But alas, you can hardly wake up the man pretending to sleep, much less the one unaware of their pretense. Much less may you expect them to flash that finely packaged alarm clock to their peers. So that's all there. From the witness plane, we watch operations rise and fall, we watch the cycles of emotional weather through the brights and the darks. It all happens as it may and as it must, and depression is but the fruit of attachment to particular outcomes. As we engage in good works that naturally emerge from our potentials, nothing is ever lost. When these works hold the seeds of benefit for the many, then how wonderful. But do not hold your breath waiting for them to germinate at scale. It will all unfold in nature's time or not, as it happens. If we are still here, present to follow up when it happens, that's an open question. Undertake the great work of integration and conscious convergence as a matter of your own evolution. Freely share its fruits with the many in our times. Package your legacy into time capsules for the future. But never, never attach to an idea of what should follow. You are not in charge. We are simply here to consummate what we carry. In that, a slice of the conscious universe is fulfilled. Whether humanity finds any relevance in it, that is inconsequential. Not inconsequential for humanity, but inconsequential in terms of how we roll. This has been the 16th and final episode of the Hardy Chatter series. See you later in different framings.